Jonathan, I challenge you to get through this entire episode without making a bad pun about the FAIR project.
No promises, but I'll give it a shot.
The FAIR project, did you see, released their version 1.0 plugin this week?
I did not. I was on the repository. I was on their repository recently and noticed some activity, but didn't see it. I didn't see that it had culminated in a release. What is that? What does that mean?
It means that you can go to their GitHub and download the FAIR plugin. They have a few other things to download there that I didn't really get a proper chance to look through. And you can install that into your WordPress site. And when you do that, it will change your WordPress updates to all be managed through the FAIR package manager.
Okay.
And so it, what I don't know if it's 100% independence from WordPress.org, or if it's just the plugins, installs and updates.
Right, because of the overall updates, right? Like security releases, point releases, major releases. You think it's just the plugins, or it sounds like you don't know yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Also, what about things like news and events? What about other things that, you know, are served from, you know, like images even in the about screen that are served from WordPress.org? I don't think any of that's really covered. But suffice to say, if something happened to a host that caused WordPress.org to disconnect them, then they could install the FAIR plugin as a must-use plugin for all their websites, and that should basically fix the problem.
Interesting. Now, when the FAIR project was first announced, it was an announcement, there were repositories. I don't remember a sense that there was anything practical that you could do with it. It was more about like the governance, and they had like an election. There was like this whole process. It sounds like this is the first time there's a tangible output from this effort. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
I don't count that as a pun.
It was, I think you lost the challenge. Just
it wasn't a pun. It just,
it just happened still. That was the challenge to not do it. I've always felt that FAIR was very product centered. I remember talking about it when it was first announced and saying that I really like that they have a clear scope. It's not just some generic committee, you know.
Right.
WPCC is great, but you know, what's the output? What's the output?
Right.
And here we see that FAIR has got a, like they came to the table with a GitHub repo, right? Not ready for release, but it was there from the beginning. And I think it's great. I think it's like it's real, like, you know, put your money on the table. Well, put your code on the table and show me what you've got.
Well, and with the WPCC, I think it's worth touching on. I haven't seen what they've been doing recently or if there's been any updates, but the idea was it had funding. And there was, at least to me, an expectation that there would be output. And in the case of the, that there'd be something meaningful that got built as a result of that. I think they funded some contributors. And maybe a lot's happened that I have known nothing about, but I don't have the sense
maybe I missed it.
Much came of that. But with the FAIR project, I have a bit of to me, there's an open question in my mind of like, okay, so something's happened. Who's paying for it? And what are their motives and incentives behind that? And from what I understand, that is all public information. It's not top of mind for me, but it seems like it's the inverse where they actually are shipping something now, which makes me more curious to understand. Okay, cool. Who's behind this? What's going on?
Yeah, where it's going to really get interesting with FAIR though is like at the moment, as far as I can tell, I went through and browsed through the FAIR plugin repo, and it's just a mirror. As far as I can tell, it's just a mirror of WordPress.org right now, which is fine. When it's going to start getting interesting is when there's a few additional repos that are included in this aggregation.
Ah, okay.
Right? And because the thing about the FAIR, the thing about FAIR in general is it's a federated repositories, right?
Right.
Federated,
not just
and
one single
independent
source
repository. Exactly. Yeah. And so it that means it aggregates from a variety of different sources all into the one place. So right now it's just one source as far as I can tell. But once you have 2, 3, 10 different sources, there's going to be a real incentive to just install the FAIR plugin, whether you agree with the politics or whether you, whatever, you know, just so, well, that'll give me access to a whole range of extra plugins.
Well, and the things that so the first thing I still remain confused on is, like, are these at best just clones of .org? And these multiple repositories, is it about just reducing the dependence, or is the intention to have plugin authors and others like, oh, I'm going to choose which ones I submit to, and if someone's using the FAIR plugin that they then have, or the infrastructure, they have access to all these places, like, aggregated?
Yeah, so you've got Aspire Cloud, which is Aspire Press, or whatever it is. I'm not fully across it, but there is a mirror of WordPress.org, that is one of the items, one of the layers of the aggregation, right? And then additional layers can be added on in there. Looking forward to seeing what those other layers are.
Yeah. Well, and what I'm curious about, like, .org has a plugins team. You're part of that team. There's a lot of work and effort that goes into vetting what comes through and then approving that. And at least so far, all that I'm understanding is really happening here is that others are saying, hey, we're going to clone and benefit from all that effort, but put it up on our own infrastructure, so we'll bear the cost of serving these things. But I'm not seeing, but it sounds like it's more is intended than just that. But that to me is, like, one of the big questions is, like, there's a lot of people behind .org. There's people creating this stuff right now, but where is it? Is it just going to be clones, or is there going to be more to it than that?
Hmm. One of the interesting things I did notice when I installed the FAIR plugin was that the featured page in WordPress, you know, you go add plugin, yes, featured, it had what seemed to be a random assortment of various different plugins that were not the ones I expected to see, like Jetpack and Akismet. Some of them, you know, haven't been updated in a while or untested with this version of WordPress, and, you know, like, last updated 10 years ago. So I think it's random, but it is cheeky and I do like it. The thing that's missing right now, and it's okay that it's missing, is I would really like to know, what repo am I installing this plugin from, right? Like, say,
interesting.
Like, is this coming from the Aspire clone of .org, or is this coming from, you know, I imagine a Gravity Forms had its own contribution to the independent repos, right? This is coming from the Gravity Forms group, or is this coming from a WooCommerce group or whatever? Like, where at the moment that's not mentioned anywhere, but it doesn't need to be right now because everything seemingly is WordPress.org, but I'd like to see that in the future.
When we had the episode last season where Sam Sidler came on, who's involved, or at least last I understood, was involved in the FAIR project. And one of the questions that I recall us discussing was, well, what do you do about, like, reviews? And like, there's all this meta information and activity around a plugin that is, I think, useful signals in determining the level of confidence that should be associated with installing it or not. If I'm recalling correctly, he didn't give an answer and said that they were working on it, that they had, like, some good ideas in mind. So have you seen any references or updates to that, like, the meta around these things?
I don't know anything about it, really. The current reviews are being pulled from WordPress.org, okay, which makes sense. And I guess each separate repo would have its own review system, potentially. Maybe that's one of the requirements. And so long as I can clearly see, so long as I can clearly see which repo I'm installing from, maybe, right, I trust the reviews from WordPress.org, but I don't trust the reviews from, you know, dodgythemes.com, because they're dodgy.
What are you doing at pulling from dodgythemes.com anyway?
Well, it's federated and independent. Like, There's right. no reason why dodgythemes.com couldn't be part of it, right?
And they could turn their act around and presumably part of what you would pick, part of what you would do is choose. And I think that's what's interesting to me is like how much choice ends up being given to the end user, and is that a positive or a negative? I can see right. reasons
can
why
I turn
hosts,
off my yeah, can right. I turn off gravity? Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. So sorry, I'm talking over the top of you. It's not great podcasting, but I could turn off dodgythemes.com, or my host could turn one or the other off or force their own one to be on and things like that.
What if dodgythemes.com goes to the host and pays the host to be the preferred repository? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, and then like if we're messing with the featured plugins, then why shouldn't a host also mess with the featured plugins and put all of their plugins in on that top layer?
Right. I can appreciate the cheekiness of changing the featured plugins because whether you agree with them or not, it hasn't moved a lot in a long time. And there's a pretty clear correlation to Automattic's interest in many of yeah. them. But to just replace it with a random to me is like a little, okay, that's a little bit meta, but like, where's the value to an end user? Like, yeah, really? Just some random
that's
ones?
That's right. The value is the key there, right?
And then if you focus on value to the end user, who determines what's featured is, I think, the big question. And I could, it makes sense to me that a host might do that. But I would then expect if Liquid Web is serving this up, then I would expect Stellar products to probably be the ones that are featured and so on and so forth.
This is the problem, though, Jonathan, is like if at an abstract layer, the right person to decide who is featured, I think, is WordPress.org. It's the project owner. Right.
Right.
But the problem is they've abused that and we don't trust the people at WordPress.org. I'm just dancing around saying Matt Mullenweg to, you know, have a fair and independent version of featured plugins. So now that means that people are going to come in and mess with it.
Right. And part of the challenge is how would you assess whether those actions were fair? Like because it can be argued a number of different ways, right?
Right. What I'm saying is we don't care about featured plugins being fair anymore. They've never been fair. So why do they have to be fair? Featured plugins, they should have some level of fairness from a project level. But if the project level doesn't care about fair, then hosts should be free okay. to come in and change it to whatever they want to change it to. Whoever
Did you
pays
use...
them.
Akismet in the early days, like way back. Oh,
way back, I used it. Yeah.
So I used it as well, and I remember like spam was a problem. Like
probably still is
a problem.
If people use comments, yeah,
yes. But if you have comments turned on, there was also like the pingbacks were being abused back in the day, where like one blog yep. could link to the other. And
it
I remember
still
when Akismet
it's not back still in the day,
thing.
But yeah.
In terms of it being a problem, and Akismet, I remember when it came out and it was free. And there was a paid version of it, but you could get quite a bit of value with just like the free one installed. Mm-hmm. And there may be much better like free solutions available these days. But I remember early on, I didn't feel like it was an abuse of power then. Over time, Akismet has made moves to become like more monetized. And I remember there was this UI pattern at one point where it's like it was still free, but you had to drag the slider down to where it was a frowning face instead of a smiley face.
Yeah.
And I remember that didn't feel good, where I was like, it's on this nonprofit site over here. I don't feel like they should be paying for it, but it feels weird to drag down to the frowny face. Maybe they don't have that anymore. But I remember there was this like, it felt good. And then one day it didn't feel as good anymore. And maybe that was just me, but it's a case could be made that, oh, these are all for the benefit of folks. They don't have to do it.
Okay. And maybe that is why WordPress isn't cool anymore. Did you see this blog post been making the rounds? Why WordPress lost the cool kids and how to win them back?
Wait a minute. Does that mean we're not the cool kids anymore? Is that the heart of it? Or were we never?
I think that's what this blog post got wrong. We were never cool to begin with. No, it's a great post from Nick Hamsey, and I think it's well worth a read. Okay. Could be interesting to see. Can WordPress ever be cool again? Is it possible to win that back? we'll have to wait and find out, I guess.